Bible with me tonight and open to the book of Galatians and the second chapter, Galatians chapter 2 tonight. Tonight we're going to look at just one verse of Scripture to help prepare our heart for our time of communion around the Lord's table. And as we do so tonight, I want us to understand the power that comes in the life of a believer because we are in right communion or fellowship with Jesus Christ. We're going to look at Galatians 2 and verse 20, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. Follow along as I read, please. Paul writes and says, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Let's pray, please. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight that we're able to come and look together at the Word of God that reminds us of the power that is ours through communion with Jesus Christ. Father, tonight is always a precious time that we as your people gather around the Lord's table. We remember the sacrifice that our Savior made for us, his body broken in our place, his blood shed that we might be redeemed. He became our substitute. He became the sacrifice that we might have eternal life. And Father, Lord, tonight I pray that you would help us to draw nigh to him, that, Lord, our heart would be knit close to his, that we would desire and long for greater communion and fellowship with our Savior. We'll thank you and praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. In the seminary missions class, Herbert Jackson told how he, as a new missionary, was assigned a car that had trouble starting unless it was given a push. He would take some time and ponder how he would be able to use this vehicle that had been given to him, and he devised a plan. So he went next door to the school and asked if he could use some of the boys from the school to help give him a push so that he could run off and do his rounds and visitation. As he would go throughout his round, he would either leave the car parked on a hill or he would leave the engine running because of the problems that this car would have. And he used this ingenious procedure for about 2 years. After about 2 years of using this wonderful procedure to use his vehicle, he took ill and was forced to leave the mission field, but he waited for his replacement to come. And as that gentleman arrived, this new missionary, Dr. Jackson began to proudly explain to him the arrangement for getting the car started. And as he was sharing this information, the man began to look under the hood of the car to find out what the problem was. And before Dr. Jackson could get this explanation finished, the man interrupted and said, "Well, Dr. Jackson, I believe the only trouble is this loose cable." The man then took the cable and gave it a twist. He stepped in the car, pushed the switch, and to Dr. Jackson's astonishment, the engine roared to life. For 2 years, he needlessly had trouble, and he allowed that to become his routine, all because he lacked the necessary cable to allow him to supply the power that was needed to start the car. For 2 years, he followed this routine and didn't have to go through all the trouble. The power was there all the time. It was just a loose connection that kept him from putting that power to work. You know, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1 and verse 19 that there is a tremendous power available to every believer, and that is found in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 19 says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." The problem that you and I have, and the reason that we are so lacking the power that is needed today as we seek to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, is that we become disconnected from the source of power. And as we gather each month around the Lord's table, as we come in this time of communion and we remember a body broken as our substitute, blood shed as the sacrifice for our sins, it is a reminder for us to reconnect to the source of all of our power in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a need for us to walk in close communion with the one who is the source of all strength, all help, and all power Jesus Christ.
In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul's going to share with us three things how this communion with Christ empowers us. And I want to look at them briefly tonight before we come around the Lord's table. First of all, communion with Christ empowers us to die to self. Communion with Christ empowers us to die to self. Notice what he says. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The Bible tells us that when a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, God by the Holy Spirit of God imparts to them a new life. That new life, the Bible tells us, is abundant and free. Therefore, in the life of a new believer, there are two natures that exist. There is the old nature, the natural man, that represents everything about our life in the flesh, and that comes to the life that is apart from Jesus Christ, the old man. But we also have now this new nature, this spiritual man, that represents this new life that comes from Jesus Christ alone. And the Bible tells us that we can either walk in the flesh or we can walk in the Spirit. We can either live in such of a way that Jesus Christ is the center of all that we do, or we can walk in such of a way that the natural man still continues his life apart from Christ himself. But the problem is there is no power in the life apart from Christ. Power comes as we remain in communion with Jesus Christ and connected with Him. The challenge for us is not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness, but instead to yield our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. But our problem is there is the battle that we all face. The flesh, Galatians 5 verse 17 says, lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The flesh desires to put down the control of the Spirit in our life, while the Spirit seeks to have that control and put down the yearnings of the flesh. And the two are contrary the one to the other, so that we cannot do the things that we would. And the only way to have the victory is that we will learn to die to the old man and allow the new man, the spiritual man, to live in communion with Christ. Paul said, by remaining in close contact and in fellowship with Jesus Christ, I am empowered to have my life crucified with Christ. I can die to self, so that the old man doesn't control the way that I live, but instead I am living according to the spiritual man. Paul was able to say, because of that fellowship with Christ, that he was crucified. He had learned the secret, the power of dying to self, our communion with Jesus Christ. Paul had drawn so close to the Savior that he was able to say, he died when Christ died. He believed that. Paul says, that old man is dead. I am crucified with Christ, but yet I still live. Paul's going to tell us it's not his life that's living, it's the life of Christ living through him. The old man had been put to death. The old man had been crucified with Christ. He had been empowered to die to self. If you and I are going to know the power of Almighty God within our life, then the old man has to be crucified with Christ. The old man has to be set aside. We have to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. For the flesh produces its works, but the Spirit produces fruit. And so you and I have to decide whether or not we're going to live to the flesh or live to the Spirit. And it's as we draw close to Christ that we're able to say with Paul, I have learned that I have died with Christ. The old man is no longer living. I'm not yielding to my flesh. I will instead yield to the Spirit of God. Paul understood that when Jesus Christ died on the old rugged cross, he died for Paul, and he died that Paul would have a new life. Folks, you understand, as we gather around the Lord's table and we look at the elements that we partake of, that body broken and that blood shed, when I consider the body broken, I am reminded of the fact that that should have been me. But he became my substitute. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him. By His stripes I was healed. He took my place. But folks, when He took my place, the old man died with Him. I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, though, we live. When we walk in close communion with Christ, we too have the power to die to self daily. That's why Paul was able to say in Philippians 3 and verse 10 that his goal could simply be this, that I might know Him, the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. The more that Paul got to know Jesus Christ, the more that Paul understood of Him, the more that he would grow in His grace. Paul said, I want to know Him. I want to know something that comes from the power of a resurrected life. My old man being dead and the new man now living through me. It's as I grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as I draw nigh unto Him and He in turn draws nigh unto me. Through that time of communion and daily fellowship, I am able to surrender my will to His will. The old man is put to death and the new man begins to live. Folks, tonight we have that reminder of His death, His brokenness for our sin, His blood shed that we might be cleansed. The question is, are we ourselves broken before Him tonight because of our sin? Have we sought that cleansing by our own confession? Are we desiring that communion and fellowship with Him? If we're going to know the power of Jesus Christ, then we must die to self. And as we draw nigh to Him, He will help us to die to self daily. But also I want you to see with me that a communion with Christ empowers us to live for Christ. Notice what again he says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Notice how many times he uses that word, live. I've been crucified, yet I live. It's not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. Communion with Christ gives me the power to live for Christ. Not just that I can die to the old sinful self, but I have a power now to live for Jesus Christ. To live by the Spirit. Although we are crucified with Christ, we are still yet alive. But it's not the old man that's living. It's the new man. That gives us a new life, abundant and free. The way of the cross, the crucifixion, is the way of life. It's as we die to self that we find the new life in Jesus Christ. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What a wonderful truth. The old ways of life don't need to bother me any longer. There's a new way that He has given. That's the power of the resurrection. As a believer walks in close communion with Christ, they are empowered to live as He lived. We're empowered to think as He thought. We're empowered to love as He loved. We're able to give as He gave, to go wherever He would command. It's not us that is living, it is Christ living in me. By the way, as Jesus Christ lived upon this earth. By whose power did He live? He lived by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. By the way, by whose power are you and I supposed to live? Power of the Holy Spirit of God. See, folks, it says Christ lives in us and the Spirit works through us. That we are able to live for our God and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But it's not me, it's Christ living in me. We talked this morning about obedience to the commandments and to the Word of God. To walk as He walked. Folks, that comes through a close communion and fellowship with Christ on a day-by-day basis. I can live as He lived. I can love as He loved. I can walk as He walked. I can give as He gave. And I'll go wherever He would lead.
Why? Because it's His power living through me. The life that we live is not to be a life dedicated to our own desires. Folks, that's the old life. The life that we live is not to be a life focused on our own selfish gains or worldly pleasures and gratifications. That's the old man. The life that we live is a life where Christ lives within us and through us, and He is the center of all that we do. It's desiring to please Him. It's desiring to fulfill His will, not our very own. Our life is to be about Jesus Christ. And by the way, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Through communion and drawing nigh to God and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can live as Christ would have us to live, by Him living in us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. It's not I, it's Christ that liveth in me. I want you to see a third point though. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, a life in communion with Jesus Christ also empowers me to live by faith. It empowers me to live by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us that we as believers cannot please God unless we live by faith. For without faith it is impossible to please Him. The Bible tells us that the just are to live by faith. What gives us the power to live a life by faith? Folks, it's communion with Jesus Christ. Let's face it. The natural man will not live a life of faith. He will live a life of fear. Will he not? We live in fear of things not going the right way in the natural man. We live in fear of not having enough money. We live in fear of people not liking us. We live in fear of many things. It is only as we understand the life that God has given us and the life through Jesus Christ that we can set aside fear and live by faith. Paul reminds us in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. We don't need to live in fear. You don't need to live that way individually. We don't need to live that way corporately as a church. We are to walk and live by faith. And those who live by faith are able to step out and see God do great and mighty things which we know not. Folks, I think of Israel, told now to go into the promised land. A generation watched the generation before them die in the wilderness because when God said, pass over, they said, no thank you. There's giants in the land. And now Joshua comes at the brink of the Jordan and the river banks are overflowing and the water is running quickly. And God says to Joshua, take the priests and have them step into the Jordan. And I'll make it stop that my people can cross over on dry land. I don't know about you. I don't want to be that priest carrying the ark on that day. God said, step out in faith and see me work. You know, folks, I think God wants that from us still today. But you know what keeps us from stepping out by faith and not having the power to do so? We're not walking in close communion and fellowship with Jesus Christ. We're living by the old man, and the old man lives by fear. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. God tells us that we who know Him are to live by faith
We understand the importance of living that life of faith. Without that faith, it's impossible for us to please Him. Folks, we struggle to live a life of faith because our connection to Him has become loose. All the power, folks, is there for you and I. But when we reject the daily fellowship with Christ, that connection is lost. Too many Christians are going through unnecessary hardship and trouble because they lack the faith to live for God because they stopped walking in fellowship with Him. Paul tells us that the life he now lives, he lives by faith. His communion had caused him to die to self. It allowed Christ to live through him and now could live by faith and be pleasing to God. Folks, I think that's what the Bible would describe as an abundant life. I think that's what John's talking about in 1 John when he talks about the fullness of joy when we have fellowship with God the Father and with Jesus Christ our Lord and one with another. It's a life that is committed fully to the Lord. The power to live by faith comes to all who understand that Jesus Christ loved me and gave Himself for me. Dr. James Vance said this of this passage. He said, as Paul closes the sentence, he gives the secret away. There is a man hanging on a cross, but behind the cross is a man's death cannot kill. And behind the man death cannot kill is Christ, and behind Christ is faith, and behind faith is love. Because there is love, it is easy to have faith. And because there is faith, it is easy to have Christ. And because there is Christ, it is easy to have life. And because there is life, the cross is not defeat, but victory. Folks, your life and my life is all centered in Jesus Christ, who has given us the victory. We are called to live by faith. I wonder tonight if you could say that, yes, I can look at my life and know that I am living by faith. Could you look at your life and say that you know that the power of God is in your life and in your home? See, folks, God has empowered us to live for Him. He has given us all that we need for life and godliness, and He is the source of all that power. Our communion with Christ, our relationship with Him, our fellowship with Him allows us to die to self, putting away the old man and bringing out the new, and allowing the Spirit of God to control everything that we do. Communion with Christ and fellowship with Him allows me to live Christ's life. It allows me to set my life aside and allow His life to live through me, that I could be a channel of blessing to all those around me. And communion with Christ allows me to walk by faith, which ensures that I will please my God. Are we walking by faith? Are we walking in His power? I love what Ephesians 3 and verse 20 says. It tells me that my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. You know, there is no limit to His power. None. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. For He is omnipotent, and His power source never runs dry. Sometimes we use certain devices, and if unplugged too long, their power begins to wane, and we've got to plug them back in, or we've got to get a new battery for it. But folks, when you're connected to Jesus Christ, there's never a drain on that power, and it never runs out. There is never a time that He can't help you to walk and live by faith. There is a tremendous power available to us through Jesus Christ. A power that we need only comes as we walk in close communion with Christ. Folks, when we become disconnected from Him, or when that connection becomes loose, you can turn the key on the ignition, but it's not going to start. When you hook up the cable and you put it on tight, there's all the power that you're going to need. That's Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself to me. In just a moment or two, we're going to gather around the Lord's table. At this table, we're reminded of one who became our substitute. His body broken for you and me. We're also reminded of the precious sacrifice. You and I were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the very precious blood of Jesus Christ. See, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. We all deserve to die. We all deserve to die on that cross. And in one way, our old man did, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. For He died for the sins of the whole world. Not just for yours and mine, but for the sins of the whole world. And He is able to save to the uttermost those who trust in Him. So if we did trust in Him and He is our Savior, you were crucified with Christ, but you now live. Not your life, it's Christ living in you. I trust tonight that we'll remain in close communion and fellowship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we would know the power that comes, the power that Jesus Christ has supplied for everyone, that we might be able to see great and mighty things for His glory and His name's sake. Let's pray together, and then we'll move on in our service tonight, a time of communion with the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You tonight for this opportunity to be able to come and share truth from Your